And behind Grady's, body jewelry, glassware, tapestries, incense, candles and posters, and award-winning piercing facilities and piercing professionals. Purple Haze, 3448 Cinema Avenue, Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Look for a new Clemson location coming soon.
There are lots of reasons you love your deck. Staining it is probably not one of them. Choose a stain that will last for years and provide enduring beauty. The new Timeless Stain from PPG, only at the Home Depot. From $43.97 a gallon. When it goes on and on, year after year, protecting your deck from everything Mother Nature can throw at it. It's been a secret of the pros for years, and now you can get in on it. The new Timeless Stain from PPG, starting at $43.97 a gallon. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
The summer is hot, and July 4th this year, it's going to get really hot at Gentlet Field. After a day on the lake, why don't you bring the family and come on out and celebrate Independence Day with us. As we get ready for a great night, Gentlet Field, July 4th, right here in Seneca. This year, we've got some great beach music. Gates open at 5 o'clock, and we get started with Jim Quick and Coastline.
She'll be around, any day now.
Nobody does it like Jim Quick and Coastline. And then after that, it's the Band of Oz. Known worldwide, great shaggin' music. The Band of Oz will be live at Gentlet Field. So come on. Then after the shows, get ready for the award-winning fireworks display. The best part, it's absolutely free. Gates open at 5. Come on and enjoy Independence Day with us at Gentlet Field in Seneca.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, it's funny. There's some show on above me on the monitor. I don't even know what it is. But the question that is emblazoned at the bottom of the screen is it time to fire Phil Jackson before he pulls off the Porzingis trade? Is it time to stop Jackson and stop his madness before he kills you further? And I would say the answer to that is yes. I would say my answer to that is yes. If that guy is intent on trading Porzingis, I would fire him. I can't imagine what he would be thinking about. You have a 7-foot, incredibly versatile, gifted athlete who has a face-up game, who can take the ball to the rim, who's demonstrated unique ability in a short period of time and should only get better. I mean, unless there's something about Porzingis that I'm unaware of. No, I know he did skip his exit interview at the end of the season. I don't know what that means in terms of I don't know there to be any character flaws or issues with Porzingis. But Knicks fans are seemingly outraged over the possibility that they could deal Porzingis. You know, look, I guess you can allow for the possibility that maybe Jackson is looking for some mega deal that maybe he's looking for somebody stupid to give up, you know, way too much. I mean, maybe there's that possibility. I don't know. Our guy Gil Brandt is at it again. You know, I almost felt sorry for Gil Brandt last night, Ramona. Oh, is he getting hammered over that running back list? Oh, man. You start a conversation like that. You used to come up with a list like that, and you are in the national limelight. You have an outlet on NFL.com. Look, there are football fans who know their own teams, right? And they may not know every team's history, but they know their own team's history. And they're going to destroy you when you put forth as incompetent a list as he put forth. You know, now he's come up. He came out with an offensive tackle list, which was also fatally flawed. He left Walter Jones off that list. Now, listen, let me tell you something. When you are trying to come up with the greatest players in all of history, it is incredibly easy to forget one guy or two guys and then realize you've forgotten them at some point. Because, again, you're trying to cover all of history. So I actually can understand that type of omission. I really can. I mean, I think Brandt recognizes that Walter Jones is one of the best offensive tackles in football history, and he made the correction. I can get that type of thing, much more so than I get what he did with the running back list. The running back list was pretty inexplicable. Again, he has a Dallas Cowboy, Ezekiel Elliott, who rushed for 1,600 yards. He has Bo Jackson for 2,700 yards. Now, he was getting killed for both of those. He was getting killed for Barry Sanders at 8, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Now, just for example, you know what? Let me get Aaron in here first on the NBA draft and Joe on the same subject, and then we'll get to our Gil Brandt roast in good time. Aaron on the Northland Communication phone lines. What's going on there, Aaron?
Hey, Walt, how are you, man?
Good, Aaron. Appreciate you getting in.
Just a couple quick thoughts, and I'll take it off the air. Yep. Well, I was just going to ask your opinion. You know, how long do you think it'll take the Boston Celtics to overtake the Cleveland Cavaliers now with all the general management stuff and the front office stuff that's going on in Cleveland? And then with the picks and stuff that Danny Ainge is stockpiling, you know, another genius move by him, I think, by trading out of the first spot and then still being able to maybe even pick up the best player in the draft and Josh Jackson at number 3. And then also I wanted to say that I completely agree with your assessment of Zach Collins. Didn't see him play much throughout the year. Got to see him in the championship game and was super impressed, even with the short amount of time he played. And I was just going to ask you what you kind of thought his career would look like in the NBA. You know, best footwork I've seen from a big guy in a long time, fundamentally sound, it seems like. And he's very sneaky athletic, too. So I was just going to get your opinion on both those subjects and take it off here.
Thank you, Aaron. It's a good call, yeah. Listen, in terms of Collins, again, I love Collins. It's one of the reasons I picked Gonzaga. I still am of the belief that Gonzaga would have beaten North Carolina had it not been for the despicable officiating that took Collins out of the game in 14 minutes, which was a concern I had warned about in advance of the game. I never imagined, though, that the officials would foul out Gonzaga's best player in 14 minutes. I think clearly when Collins was on the court, he was the best player on the court. I mean, I don't think there was any question about that. And that's who I think he is. I mean, I think he's, as Aaron suggests, I think not only does he have good footwork, but he's athletic and he's competitive. You know, so there are a lot of reasons to like that kid. You know, the notion that he could go like 10th, 11th, 12th means that somebody's going to get a steal if that's the case. Because I actually envision him going higher. In terms of Danny Ainge and what he's doing in Boston, look, I think he's done a terrific job. You know, first of all, he brought a championship with the Big Three, and then he broke it down as he needed to. He destroyed the Nets franchise in one of the most despicable deals from their standpoint in history, which he's still benefiting from. And he continues to make moves that benefit the Celtics. Now, the question is, what's the end game? And to better answer your question, Aaron, I'm going to need to wait to tomorrow till we see what exactly comes of tonight's proceedings. I mean, I've heard all sorts of crazy rumors out of Boston. We've heard Porzingis rumors. We've heard Anthony Davis rumors. I personally really like Josh Jackson. And I think that if the end game intent is to keep Josh Jackson and to gain that additional first round pick, I think that works perfectly in my mind. Texas says us Hawks fans will take Collins. Let him slip. Exactly. He'd be a great fit there. So I hope that answers your question. And I want to wait till tomorrow until I see exactly what Boston does tonight and see if there's any other move other than just drafting Jackson, if he's part of some subsequent trade. To this point, Ainge hasn't seemed inclined to do that. But we've heard these constant rumors. We've heard rumors about Butler to Boston. And, I think it just depends. If Gordon Hayward comes to Boston, look, if you could add Gordon Hayward and Josh Jackson or Gordon Hayward and Butler through some deal or any of these other names that we've heard bandied about, like Anthony Davis or Kristaps Porzingis, then all of those would be positive moves in my estimation. In answer to how long it will take, I think 2 years. I think 2 years, because I don't think LeBron James is going to be in Cleveland for longer than that. So, LeBron's going to play this year, and we'll see what happens beyond that. That Cleveland team could get broken down to nothing, and it appears that that's where we're headed. I mean, I think NBA players are talking to each other about not going to Cleveland now because of Dan Gilbert. So, Joe on the Northland Communication phone line.
How's it going, Law?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
You know, it's nice when you talk about a South Carolina player dominating a Duke player.
How about that?
Then, yeah. You think about a Final Four. What do you think about Sindarius Stormwell? Like, do you think he has the ability to maybe be a six-man type player, a lockdown defender. What do you think? What is his NBA career probably going to look like?
Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, Joe, listen, I think at the very least, I've heard this talk about how his athleticism might not transfer. I don't believe that. I've watched him all year. I watched him play at Kentucky. I watched him destroy Kentucky with his athleticism. If you can destroy Kentucky with your athleticism, I'm not worried about you athletically at the pro level. I think he's plenty athletic, and he made my list of the seven hyper-competitive guys in the draft. I think the real question for Sindarius Thornwell are his skills, are his ball handling and his shooting as a perimeter player in the NBA. And quite honestly, I think that's where, if anything, that's where he's lacking a little. Now, he can get better in those areas. At the very least, to me, I think he could be a Tony Allen-type defender. He's strong. He's aggressive. He's physical. He dominated Luke Kennard on the defensive end. I think at the very least, he can be that. And he's certainly more skilled offensively than Tony Allen ever was. So I like Thornwell. I think these teams, this discussion of Thornwell is like the number 50 player in the draft. If Thornwell is still around at number 50 and nobody has taken him, let me tell you something, there are going to be at least 20 teams that have made a mistake, because there are going to be a bunch of garbage players, soft, butter soft, margarine soft guys who are taken ahead of him, and that's just stupid.
And, like, as far as P.J. Dozier goes, like, I don't know what you do with him. I know he's a little bit more offensively skilled than Thornwell, I think, a little bit. As far as, like, overall potential, I just think it was a mistake for him to come out early. I really do. He's probably late second round, maybe not even get drafted. You know, we'll see. I just think it was a bad mistake of his.
Look, in terms of Dozier, what Dozier has is height and length at the guard position. He can handle the ball. He still needs to work on his ball handling, and he also needs to work on his jump shot. His jump shot is less than desirable, and that's an area that he has to improve. The guy that he reminds me of, Joe, that perhaps you remember as a player, the guy he reminds me of is Brian Shaw, who used to play for the Celtics and for the Lakers for a while. That's who he reminds me of.
Yeah.
Shaw was a pretty good player.
Yeah, and, I wish him well. I don't know if this is the draft he needs to come in. But When everything is said and done and LeBron leaves Cleveland, what type of 30 for 30 are you going to have on that with the Dan Gilbert basically, in a way, running him off twice, and then LeBron James being the biggest prima donna in the history of the NBA? Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, look, I think those are fair comments. It's an interesting point. By the way, this past hour of the show brought to you by our friends at Bennett Equipment and Supply. No matter the task, whether you need to buy or rent, see the pros at Bennett Equipment and Supply, the leader in on-the-job sales and rentals. It's Bennett Equipment and Supply in Piedmont, online at BennettEquipment.net. Let me just tell you, the people are asking on the text line, D-Dub, others who are asking for me to, again, quickly run through Gilbrandt's top 10 running backs. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get to the Gilbrandt stuff in a few minutes. I'm also going to revisit my top 10 list from May 12th, which is when I offered that. I actually gave 30, but we don't seem to be able to find 30 through 11. So I'm going to give you my top 10 list, which we did on May 12th when we come back, and we'll talk about Gil's list. And Gil has done it again. He's come out with an offensive guard list while I've been talking. Yesterday he came out with the offensive tackle list. Now he's come out with the offensive guard list. Judging by the early photos in the offensive guard list, I'm going to guess that Gilbrandt has followed the paint by numbers of someone else and has it right. I think. We'll see. Let me tell you about Harry's. Listen, I love shaving with Harry's. I mean, I look forward to it every day. I used to hate the shaving, period. I hate the whole process. I hate having to go get razors at a drugstore. I hated that. Hated it. Now, the best razors on earth come right to my door. You're going to love it. The 5 blades, the flexible soft hinge, it glides over the contours of your face. It just makes shaving a breeze. The shave cream comes in a tube. It's eucalyptus. Well, actually, it comes several ways. It comes in a tube and in a canister. But it's just incredible. It's thick. It's luxurious. It's foaming when you rub it on. It's not like that crap they have in the drugstore that's like whipped cream. Eucalyptus. It smells great. It makes you feel great. You feel alive. Listen, Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. That's why over 3 million guys have made the switch. Jeff and Andy, two regular guys, they're fed up with buying overpriced razors. They started Harry's to fix shaving. They bought their own German factory, 100 years of blade making experience to ensure the highest quality. All products are backed by 100% guarantee. They took less profit. They cut out the middleman. They sold directly to you over the internet. And Harry's offers their blades at half the price of the leading 5-blade razor. That's who Harry's is. Great news. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They're giving you their set for free right now. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel. You're going to love that. Travel blade cover and post-shave bomb, which is also great, by the way. That's a almost $20 value for you to try. This offer is only available for my listeners if you use promo code WALT. That's promo code WALT at Harry's.com when you check out. Get started today with Harry's. Get their free trial offer. Almost $20 value for free. All you cover is a few bucks for shipping. Get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave bomb. Go to Harry's.com right now. Enter promo code WALT at checkout. That's Harry's.com, promo code WALT. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. You will thank me later. Walt tip to the road rage. Quick break. You want in? You can get in now. 654-7627. I'll be right back.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
Amanda Nix, a returning veteran who needed help.
You get places a lot quicker when you ask for a little bit of help. And these guys that we're helping are also veterans, so they understand, they get it. They're not gonna look down on you for asking for a little bit of help.
Upstate Warrior Solution provides a bridge to civilian life for warriors and their families. Help us to help them. Donate or volunteer at UpstateWarriorSolution.org.
King Pallet Company in Liberty is hiring first shift laborers at $82.50 a day. Great pay at $82.50 per day. King Pallet Company, 843-2448. That's 843-2448.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Advanced Maintenance keeps your medium and heavy-duty trucks on the road. Their on-site service technicians are equipped to service, repair, and maintain your fleet. They offer emergency roadside services, on-site DOT inspections with no minimum service requirements or contract. All services are done the same day or next. They even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
If it needs doing, Coyote Tractors and Steck Equipment in Anderson will get it done. Through June 30th, eligible units purchased will receive a 6-year extended powertrain warranty coverage. See Steck Equipment in Anderson for our Coyote Tractors and UTVs. They're both industry leaders for your outdoor maintenance projects, for commercial applications, and homeowners. Run ahead of the pack. Coyote Tractors and UTVs from Steck Equipment. 405 McGee Road, Anderson. 225-5666. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is Joseph from Local Q, inviting you to come try our famous house smoked wings. Tossed in our signature barbecue rub, these wings are sure to leave an impression. Pick between any of our 10 sauces, including a blueberry chipotle barbecue, coconut curry, and inferno for the daring. We also offer great lunch specials Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7, or online at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
When I was a boy, I thought it just came. But I never could tell what's mine, so it didn't matter anyway. My only pride and joy was this racket down here, banging on an old guitar, singing what I had to say.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We are back to the great John Hyatt. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. Before we get going here, let me tell you about my friends at Blue Ridge Security. For all your security needs, there's Blue Ridge. We emanate live from the Blue Ridge Security Solution Studios every day. We have cameras all over this place. We are protected to the ninth right here at the WCCP. Listen, when Blue Ridge comes in, first of all, from a technological standpoint, no one has any advantage over Blue Ridge. They are tip of the spear, but they are so much more than that. They design every system around the specifics of your geographic layout. And when they come out to your home or to your business, you're going to know instantly. Look, I don't know how to say this. They're not sending like some 18-year-old who, you know, does. That's not who they are. These guys do this for a living. This is who they are. Let me tell you something. Everything about Blue Ridge is professional, but that whole company. But they come out, you'll know instantly, you're in the hands of experts. Whether it's residential or commercial application, Blue Ridge can help you. They'll protect what matters most in this world to you. Look, we live in a dangerous world. I'm not telling you that the bad guy's ever going to find you. I don't know. You may go through this life unscathed. Then again, he may find you 3 days from now. It's just the way it is. When you're ready, go to BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com, BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. They'll help you. They also offer state-of-the-art fire protection, the finest in commercial generators. They're really good at what they do. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. All right. Speaking of really good at what they do, or perhaps not.
Now come on.
You know, I hate to do this. I really do. I like Gil Brandt.
I know you do.
I wish that he was.
Not anybody on his list is decent.
Well, I wish he would just sort of stop. You know, take a breath. Stop putting
out lists.
Right, stop putting your lists out because he's getting destroyed. I mean, this running back list, he just got hammered over. And again, it starts with the fact that, strangely enough, he did a list for NFL.com in which he had 27 players on the list, which is just strange. But he has some astonishing oversights, some unbelievable oversights on his list. One or two of which didn't even occur to me the other day until I remembered my own list. For example, not only does he have Marion Motley down at 24, which is insanity, but he had Ollie Mattson. Where do you have Ollie Mattson? He had Ollie Mattson at 27. Ollie Mattson was first team All-Pro 7 times. Ollie Mattson is one of the greatest football players who ever lived. Ever lived. You can't have him at 27. I had Ollie Mattson, I believe, 11 on my list. But other guys he left off completely. And for those who want to hear his top 10, I'll get to it in 1 second. He left off Franco Harris. He left off Leroy Kelly. Billy Sims, Steve Van Buren, the old Philadelphia running back who was sensational. He left off all of those guys. He also left off Frank Gore. You know, Frank Gore is over 13,000 yards rushing. He left off all of those players completely. His top 10, for those who missed it, and the more I think about it, I almost think Ollie Mattson. When you look at what Ollie Mattson did, you can make an argument for top 10. His top 10 were Emmitt Smith, 10, Tony Dorsett, 9, Barry Sanders, 8, Earl Campbell, 7, Eric Dickerson, 6, LaDainian Tomlinson, 5, 3 spots ahead of Barry Sanders, Gail Sayers, 4, O.J. Simpson, 3, Walter Payton, 2, and Jim Brown, 1. And obviously, you know, the most glaring issue there would have to be the Barry Sanders thing behind Earl Campbell, Eric Dickerson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Gail Sayers, O.J. Simpson, etc. And Brandt, again, has been just, you know, honestly, Ramona, I actually started feeling bad for the guy. I mean, come on, fellas and ladies. He's 84. I mean, take it easy on him. I mean, you know, I mean, I saw some things just were just full-blown attacks. But again, if you're going to do this, and it's going to be on NFL.com, you know, hey, Gil, call me. Call me, Gil. I'll save you some of this trouble. All right. My top 10, by the way, which I did again on May 12th, Earl Campbell was 10. Lenny Moore, who, by the way, Gilbrandt didn't have on his list. That's a terrible oversight. Lenny Moore, in his career, averaged 4.8 yards per carry. And he also had over 6,000 yards receiving, averaging 16.6 per catch. Texter says Marcus Allen. Yeah, he had Marcus Allen at 22. I had Marcus Allen either 11 or 12, somewhere in that range. He had Marcus Allen at 22. It's way too low for Marcus Allen. He had a bunch of guys in front of Marcus Allen who had no business. And he had Bo Jackson in front of Marcus Allen. I mean, that's just friggin' insanity. And that's why you get killed. People think you're senile. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, you can't put Barry Sanders at 8. Nobody. Nobody would put Barry Sanders at 8. My top 10 were Earl Campbell, 10. Lenny Moore, 9. O.J. Simpson, 8. Joe Perry, 7. Gail Sayers, 6. Gail Sayers was the toughest guy for me because his career was so short. Adrian Peterson, 5. Gilbrandt had Adrian Peterson, 13, 14, somewhere like that. Where do you have Peterson? Let's see. He had Adrian Peterson, 13. Four-time first-team All-Pro, NFL record, 296 yards in a single year. Three-time NFL rushing leader, MVP. I had Adrian Peterson, 5. I have Marion Motley, 4. I think you can argue, and some have, Paul Zimmerman, the old SI writer amongst them, that Marion Motley was the greatest running back in history. Somehow Gilbrandt has Marion Motley 24, which I think is just that's almost criminal. I'm not sure about this. Ramona says I have Walter Payton 3 and Barry Sanders 2. I thought it was the opposite way, but regardless, I always debate those two in my mind. I always debate 2 and 3. 2 and 3 are always the same guys for me. It's always Walter Payton versus Barry Sanders, and I can never really decide between those two. I don't really care which one of those two you put 2 and which you put 3. They're both great. Walter Payton was a better all-around player. Barry Sanders was a better runner. So how you hash that out in terms of who's the second best of all time is really irrelevant. As I said, in my own considerations, I flip-flopped on that thing 100 times between Walter Payton and Barry Sanders. I don't have a good answer there. They're just 2 and 3. However you want to put them, they're 2 and 3. One of them is not 8, I'll tell you that. You just can't do it. There's no way you can put Barry Sanders 8 all time. It's just insanity. And number one, obviously, I think really the whole football universe is still in agreement after all these years, is Jim Brown. So that was my 10. My 10 were Earl Campbell, Lenny Moore, O.J. Simpson, Joe Perry, Gail Sayers, Adrian Peterson, Marion Motley, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Jim Brown. Gills again were Emmitt Smith, Tony Dorsett, Barry Sanders, Earl Campbell, 7. Eric Dickerson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Gail Sayers, O.J. Simpson, and Walter Payton. And obviously winding up with Jim Brown. So at least he got that. Then he moved on to offensive tackles, and he incriminated himself further because he left off Walter Jones, and he got hammered for that. Now, I haven't seen any of that. I haven't even looked at that list as yet, but I'm about to if it allows me to. And again,
this is his newest list?
No, the newest list is his offensive guard list. Texter says, I can agree with your top 10. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. His newest list is his offensive guard list, which he came out like in the last half hour. And again, judging by the photos attached to the start of it, I'm more optimistic about his. I'm thinking that Gil may have elicited a little help somewhere along the line. I'm not sure. And again, I love Gil, and I'm not calling him an idiot or anything. Quite the contrary. Look, Gilbrandt's a wealth of information. And, you know, in terms of the history of the league, there's probably not a better living source. You know, listen, I'm pretty sure that if you guys and girls get to be 84, that your memory's probably not going to be a steel trap either. You know, there'll probably be a thing or two you forget. It's going to happen. Texas says Emmett's got to be top 10. No, he doesn't. I think I had him 19. There's really nothing about Emmett Smith that says he's a top 10 running back other than he has the most yards. You know, he was just over a 4 yards per carry guy. He played behind arguably the best offensive line in the history of football. He played with Aikman and Michael Irvin and Jay Novacek. You know, I don't think so. I think there were a lot of guys who would have been great behind that, in that system, behind that offensive line. I just don't view Emmitt Smith as a top 10 running back of all time. And quite frankly, I'm surprised that Gil Brandt, affiliated with Dallas for all those years, actually dared to put Emmitt Smith 10. And he had him behind Tony Dorsett. And I think he's right about that. Texas says some good mentionables are Christian Okoye, Thurman Thomas, and Roger Craig. Yeah, I think more Roger Craig and Thurman Thomas. I think Roger Craig is one of the most underrated running backs who ever lived. Maybe the most underrated. I don't think people understood how good he was in San Francisco. Because not only was he a great runner with that high knee style, but he was also a tremendous receiver out of the backfield. I think Roger Craig is one of the great underappreciated running backs of all time. No question. Texter says there have been crazy talks about Porzingis. Scouts are saying the Knicks can get whatever they want for him. Multiple first-round picks. Listen, again, I said before, I'd allow for that. You know, if Phil Jackson can lure in some sort of Herschel Walker-type deal and benefit the Knicks franchise, well, then I'm okay with that. Now, if it doesn't go through, you're going to have to go back and explain to your best player why you decided to float him. And when he has opportunity, he's certainly going to get out of there because he's going to remember what you did. That's just the nature of the beast. But I'm not in total disagreement with that. I mean, if you can find some giant sucker fish, you know, that's a good name, Texter 534. But if you can find some giant sucker fish, then play it out. Texter says, where would you rank Kurt Warner? Marshall Faulk is one of the great all-time backs. Marshall Faulk is a top 12 back in my estimation. Faulk is sort of the new age, was the new age Roger Craig. He again had that same versatility, great as a runner, great as incredible as a receiver. And of course he was even more explosive than Roger Craig was. So Faulk is a top 12 type of guy. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll get to Matt and Anderson, and we'll take a look at Gil Brandt's offensive line rankings. I have so much I want to get to on today's show. This show is going to go quickly. You want in 654-767. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Listen, no one does Italian food like Joe's, and now it's right here in Clemson. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. You know, your meal starts with the garlic knots. They have the new cheesy garlic knots. There's no way I can explain this if you haven't had them. They stuff these garlic knots with hot melted cheese. They serve them warm. And they serve it with a marinara sauce. That takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. That's the finest sauce I've ever tried. And I'm a bit of an Italian food connoisseur. You dip those garlic knots in that sauce, you drive 2 hours just for that. You could eat nothing but that. But then the appetizers come. If you're a pepperoni fan, they have these pepperoni twists. Ramona's over there with a big smile because she knows. You have the pepperoni twist platter, which is enormous. Most people can't finish it. That's an appetizer. I'm more the meatballs person. The meatballs and marinara is my favorite appetizer. And that's a meal unto itself. That's before we get to the entrees, which are a taste of Italy or real lasagna, which you can now get in Clemson. The award-winning pizza. That's right. This pizza wins awards every year. The homemade desserts. You know what a cannoli is? It's an Italian dessert made with sweetened ricotta cheese. Oh, man. It frequently comes with chocolate chips. Mm-mm-mm. Get to Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. They now have a gluten-free menu as well, and we've learned more and more about the importance of that. I don't joke about that anymore. Lots of kids with that condition, and Joe's caters to you as well. And then they also have something for the non-Italian food people, which is never fried wings, and that includes the Cajun Asian sauce. Get out to Joe's, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail tonight. You will thank me later. Matt and Anderson, you'll be up first when we get back. Walter to the Road Rage, quick break.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their spring special, get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers!
Baseball coach Monty Lee straight talks video surveillance.
I used to think that video surveillance was an expensive option limited to commercial systems. Not anymore. With Blue Ridge Security Solutions, you can install cameras in and outside your home at a reasonable price. View live or review later if you suspect there has been a problem. Always on the offensive, Blue Ridge Security Solutions should be your first choice for any security need. They don't call it serious security for nothing.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious security.
If you've been thinking about updating your old appliances, now's the time. Because now at Lowe's, you'll find great deals, like up to 40% off select appliance special values. That's up to 40% off some of the best brand name appliances with all the bells and whistles to help bring your kitchen and laundry room up to date. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid 6/21 through 7/12. U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Want to earn free gas?
Fill her up, Mom!
Use Plenty Points to save money at participating Exxon and Mobil stations, the exclusive gas partners of the Plenty Rewards program. And now until July 10th, you'll earn 7 times the Plenty Points when you purchase Synergy Gas. To activate this special offer, visit Plenty.com or use the Plenty app. Do it today, and you'll get 7 times the fuel points.
Limit 1 per car, 200 points worth at least $2 in savings. Total amount of savings depends on points earned. Maximum of 2,500 points per gas purchase. See Plenty.com for details.
Chances are, at this moment, you're probably not inside a Denny's, which is perfectly fine by us. Because with new Denny's online ordering, you no longer need to be in a Denny's to enjoy your Denny's. You could be at home or by a lake. Look at you exploring. So order Denny's pancakes, burgers, or something you've never tried before. Today's all about exploring. New Denny's online ordering. Whatever, whenever, and now wherever. Order now at Denny's.com. Price and participation may vary. Delivery available in select locations.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Virgil Cain is the name, and I served on the Danville train. To Stone Much Cavalry came, and they tore up the tracks again. In the way
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5, The Roar of the Band. You know, Texter 534 asked me before the break, and I meant to get to this. I guess I didn't. He asked, where would you rank Kurt Warner? You know, Warner, the Penn State back, toiled all those years in Seattle, a lot like Roger Craig in my mind, in that he did it in relative, almost obscurity. You know, he never got the credit he deserved playing in Seattle. Roger Craig was more like hiding in plain sight, I guess. Kurt Warner was out in nowhere land at a time where, you know, Seattle had some decent years, but didn't sustain greatness. But Kurt Warner did. Kurt Warner was a tremendous football player, really tough runner, could run between the tackles. I would imagine Kurt Warner rushed for like 11,000 yards or something. I'm going to look that up. I'm not 100% sure. I'll tell you in a minute. And I would think that he was a 4.5 type yards per carry guy. Let me see. Kurt Warner. You know, his career wasn't as long as you thought. His career was only 7 years. I don't know why. I thought his career was longer than that. Warner's career was only 7 years. Texas says, great intro music. I still miss Helm. Yep. Warner averaged 4.0 for his career. 4.1 with Seattle, and then that last hideous year with the Rams. But Kurt Warner produced some big seasons. 1449 as a rookie, 1481 in 1986, 4,000 yard years. You know, great player. He finishes outside of out of that range. Texas said, what do you think about Harold Carmichael, Walt? That's from Chanticleer John. Harold Carmichael. Harold Carmichael is an incredibly underrated guy, 6'8" wide receiver who was just remarkably gifted for Philadelphia all those years. He's another of those guys like a Warner, like a Roger Craig, who doesn't ever seem to get the type of credit that he really deserves. Let's go to Matt on the Northland Communication phone lines. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing, sir?
Good, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, man, I've been listening for a long time, and it's the first time I've called, and I have to wait as long as I have. So glad to get the phone call to you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate you getting in.
Barry Sanders, I grew up watching him, and I just don't understand how – what was he ranked on there? Maybe I missed that. Maybe he didn't get a higher ranking, but I still have yet to hear somebody mention him.
Well, he's eighth on Gil Brandt's list and second on mine.
Yes. I would take too, because it's a true running back. Watching him run the ball, they never could get a square lick on him, and it was amazing to watch. I enjoyed my years of watching him play football, and I hated it when he retired. It broke my heart. You know?
The two most beautiful, artistic, amazing runners to watch in history were Barry Sanders and Gale Sayers. In some ways they were similar. Their body types were different. Sayers was taller and leaner. But in terms of their elusiveness in space, their remarkable ability to make people miss, they were both amazing. The difference, of course, and the reason I have Sanders above Sayers is because Gale Sayers didn't have any, he wasn't blessed with health or longevity. You know, his career was only 5 years. And so, you know, that's where I give Sanders the edge. To me, the top three are always the same. One is always the same. One is always Jim Brown. Two is the discussion between Walter Payton and Barry Sanders, and I'm okay with either of those answers. In fact, like I said, I'm never really settled on one of those guys at two. They're 2-3, however you rank them, but it's just insanity to have Barry Sanders eighth. It's just stupid. And every 12-year-old knows that. It's just hard to understand.
And the perception of time and how, because I'm only 32 and watching the football years I have and truly comprehending to maybe the age of 12, you know, trying to really comprehend what's going on. and what you remember of the players you've seen and guys like you and other people who've seen more players than me, you know what I mean? It's perception of the person that's making the list also. So the guy is 84 and his list jumps around like this because he's got so much data, I think. And I mean, everybody's being hard on the old fella, but you know, that's a lot of football.
Oh, sure it is. And, you know, look.
It's probably like 100th list he's made in his life. You know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And look, it's tough. It's tough to embark on anything like this because the first thing you have to have is a working knowledge of all of history because it's really easy to leave people out as you start to assemble a list like this. So you have to do it seriously. Okay. But, look, you're going to, and I don't know, maybe in some ways that's the point, but you're going to attract attention when you put a guy like Barry Sanders 8, because there's not going to be anybody who's in agreement with that. And there are several other things. Look, there are going to be, anytime you put a list like this, there are going to be people who raise some legitimate questions about other players. And in fact, even with mine, people ask me about this guy or that guy. And that's fair because there's a big part of this that's subjective, but there's also some of it that should ring true no matter who is authoring the list. And one of those things should be that Barry Sanders needs to be in the top 3 or 4.
I agree 100%. Marcus Allen's another name that I was thinking of as far as pure, like a Roger Craig. It was a whole lot better than Marcus Allen. Don't get me wrong as far as the way he ran, but I
think Marcus Allen, again, Gil Brandt and Marcus Allen 22, I think it's way too low. Marcus Allen rushed for over 12,000 yards, did everything, won Super Bowl MVP. But the biggest thing to me is Allen scored 144 touchdowns, and to my way of thinking, he's the greatest short yardage runner in history. He understood body mechanics and body lean better than any other runner I ever saw.
He would get 3 yards very, very quick. You know what I mean? His step was, he was going forwards, north and south. He was a very north and south runner.
Good, completely. Good job, Matt. You need to call more often.
Thank you.
Excellent first call. Like I said, I like Gil Brandt, and I still think he's a wealth of information. I've suggested before, Merle, let's try and get him on the show because I do think he is a remarkable storyteller. He knows things that occurred in this game that perhaps no other living person knows. He has that type of insight that he can offer that no one else can. I will listen to him on radio. I'll listen to him on satellite. And anytime I bump in, I don't know exactly when he's on. It's hard to figure that NFL network schedule out. But anytime I hear him, I'll listen to it because to hear his stories and the information, I also get a kick out of, as I said before, he knows these inane things. You know, oh yeah, I know that. That kid's grandfather owned a cranberry farm. It's stuff that no one else would even think of knowing. Let me get Basketball David in here on the Northland Communication phone lines. David, how are you?
Good, Walt. Thanks for getting me in real quick.
Well, this may not be quick, but I appreciate you getting in.
One thing I wanted to ask you, Walt, I saw a report that all the NBA teams that have inquired about Harry Giles' health report have been pleased with the results. Now, obviously, we know what that means. It could be, you know, I don't want to say you could kind of take it with a grain of salt, but in your opinion, Walt, if he's healthy, if you know for 100% fact that he's going to be healthy, what's your perspectives on Harry Giles?
Well, look, I mean, he's a terrific athlete. I mean, there were enormous expectations for Harry Giles last year. And of course, through injury and whatever else went on there at Duke, he didn't meet any of those expectations. Those are the type of things, some of that makes you wonder a little bit. I mean, you know, the thing we can't answer, David, we can't answer what type of person he is. You know, we don't know that. And you know, and it always concerns me a little bit when you have somebody at a program like Duke who can't find his way to the court or success. Again, I know he dealt with injury. If he's healthy athletically, he's a scary player. And you know, if he had been healthy at Duke last year and had fulfilled his potential, then we'd definitely be talking about a high lottery pick.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I just, like you said, obviously we can't speak to anything off the court or right. The kind of kid he is or, you know, the drive he has because we really didn't see it much, except maybe that one little stretch in the ACC tournament. But just solely on the court, because I remember the Harry Giles I saw, and it was 2, 3, 4 years ago when he was a sophomore in high school. But, I mean, he's a freak when he just solely basketball speaking.
Yeah, no, he was. I mean, there was reason to believe that he might be the best player of that bunch.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying because you know when it came out, I mean he was easily the number one player in that class. Now, obviously didn't fulfill that because of injuries and everything. But then the second thing, Walt, is I went and watched some film on this French kid because I didn't know anything about him.
Yeah,
and man, oh man, I think you're spot on. This kid is a sleeper.
Yeah,
because not only what he does offensively, Walt, but the way he competes defensively.
Exactly.
He might come in and be one of the best defensive point guards in the league.
I think he will be. See, I think that's where it starts for him. Now, he's still very young. He's going to need to continue to work on his ball handling. He has a nice-looking jump shot. He has all the physical tools. He has great length, but he is a tremendous defensive talent who has gone up against some of the best young upcoming guards in international basketball and has stoned many of them. And again, when he's had a chance to play against players his age, he's totally dominated them. He's been going up against pro players for 3 years.
That's what I was going to say. I think his learning curve is a little accelerated because he's been going up against those type players.
Right. There's a toughness to him that comes with facing those type of challenges at an early age, basically getting better by fire. And yeah, I think he's the guy that people are overlooking. I know that, you know, people are talking to him in that 9-10 range. I would not be surprised, David, to see somebody take him higher than that. I personally would. I think he's one of the best four players in the draft.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I know you're coming up against it.
Well, if you can hold on, I'll keep you through the break. Hold on. I started you late. Let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. Listen, Krispy Kreme makes the greatest donuts on earth. That's just the way it is. And the Reese family has been doing donuts at Krispy Kreme in Anderson and Spartanburg since the early '60s. Go there. The original glazed donut is the same donut that it was in 1937. Tell me where else you get that. They're also the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, which is the greatest donut ever conceived of. In Anderson, Spartanburg, they have big screens so you can watch all your sporting events, eat your donuts, bring the kids, watch them make the donuts. And if you're talking about fundraising, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? Call the Reese family today in Anderson, Spartanburg. They will help you. It's Krispy Kreme. They make the donuts. I'll be right back.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Purolator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine retailers.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
King Pallet Company in Liberty is hiring first shift laborers at $82.50 a day. Great pay at $82.50 per day. King Pallet Company, 843-2448. That's 843-2448.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, engineered sleep